Good morning.
Good morning. It is rainy and thundery here.
Oh, oops. It's raining cats and dogs.
But welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
And we are going to talk about a little bit about coffee, a lot about
everything else that's not coffee.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
So
I like the person who put his employees to watch this and said that they would learn about coffee. And then he came back and was like, you didn't learn anything about coffee.
You can't. Yeah. He's like, oh, you guys will learn coffee here. Listen to this. Yeah. And then he came back and they're like, he's like, what did you learn? And they're nothing.
Now, that being said, if there's something that you'd like to learn
about coffee, we're absolutely, we have so much coffee knowledge.
Yeah.
It feels like, I mean, I think we've been doing this 4 years. It feels like say it again and again, kind of.
Yeah.
But there's always new, you know, people listening.
Yeah.
So
our VIP page just turned 5 years old, actually.
Oh, really?
Because we created it during COVID. And remember, it was the three of us girls out in the warehouse. And I think Britton suggested it. I mean, you were Britton did. And it was like, hey, how can we connect more with our customers? And
good morning, Bill.
We made ourselves a VIP page. And
well, it was everybody was doing like the wine things.
Yeah.
So people were like dropping wine off at people's houses.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
That's right.
And so we decided to do it one with coffee. So we were actually dropping coffee off at people's houses. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, guys.
And it was kind of nice. And then we did it with for the police officers and all the emergency personnel.
Yep,
we dropped some baskets and stuff off for them.
Yeah.
So it was kind of exciting just to get more engaged.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's been 5 years later. And I think it's been really beneficial. You know, I feel like we have like a relationship, like a direct relationship with people like Bill. I packed your order yesterday and I wrote on your box. So a beautiful frame. Oh, you can see the frame. Well, I don't know if you like the frame or not, but I could fix the frame.
Oh, there we go. It's like a picture frame.
Make
it's
a little less 1980s frame. In here,
like
perhaps.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I don't know what the weather's like by you. We got crazy ice storms here in Michigan.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yes. Look up Gaylord, Michigan, if you guys want to see the footage of it. It's
my
nuts.
Son was up north. His brand new truck almost got like hit by a tree and a power line, but he took videos and it's just trees just
snapping.
Snap because
all the ice.
Guess it only takes like a quarter inch of ice
really
to be too much for a tree to bear.
That's crazy. Who knew?
So some guy's like, I'm gonna like be in a cornfield soon,
right?
In the midst of these beautiful woods.
People are trapped in their houses because it's so much, you know, down stuff around them, down wires, down trees, down everything. They can't actually leave their
and
homes.
So many people don't have power.
Yes.
A friend of ours, she's a military wife. And her husband's out at sea. I think he's in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
And they actually moved her to a hotel because it's 2 weeks before they get power restored.
That's insane. Yeah, with all the down wires.
So I hope everything's going good, Jenna.
Yeah. Yeah, not great. Not great at all.
It's just, it's beautiful. It's the Converse thing is like, it's so traumatic, but it is absolutely gorgeous. All this ice everywhere is like.
It is pretty.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
but very.
Deadly and awful. But yeah. Oh yeah. It'll arrive tomorrow.
I hope it should.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's wild to see the videos. And then, you know, again, it's April here, so it's warm most other places in the country, but we're still in the 20s and 30s overnight. So, you know, to go without power overnight when it's still cold like this is not great.
When I pulled in this morning, there was a huge lightning across the building and, hi, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
And Logan, thank goodness, was right at the door. And I just said, is the roaster off? I'm like, there is. Because if we have a power surge with a roaster or if our power goes out suddenly, we can waste like 600 pounds of beans. Because if they're stuck mid-cycle,
it will
release green with non-roast.
It's
a nightmare.
Yeah.
And 600 right now with
the
price of coffee is.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for it to go down.
Yeah, I hope
it
does.
We just talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. Coffee pricing is so interesting because it does go up, down,
all
around.
It's over double. I mean, we haven't seen it at the sustained levels for a very long time.
Right. And at this time, we're not raising prices to our customers, right?
Or we're looking. I mean, something's got to happen.
Yeah.
Something's got to. We might have to do like even a temporary surge or price increase.
Sure.
We've tried to buy ahead. We've got markets set.
Yeah.
When it's honestly, when it's double to buy it.
Yeah.
But we're at kind of at chicken with a, so China signed a deal with some of the coffee growers for three times the amount that they would normally buy. And I mean, I suspect that they're probably selling theirs maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
But they did, this happened in 2008, kind of the same situation. Mm. So I'm not sure.
2008 was a recession. So
yes, no, and it was horrible for coffee pricing.
Yeah, so, I remember that time. It was a wild, wild
and,
time.
And I mean, the thing is, we just never compromise on the quality of the beans. So it costs more.
Yeah.
But our coffee needs to taste a certain way.
You would be sad if we started putting lower quality coffee in.
Oh,
you
it could tastes taste like it. Everybody else's.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah. And it's funny, again, like we talk about this all the time, but like when we travel and we taste like other coffee and it's just like, oh, this is not the same.
I was so happy. I went out of town for a week. I had to go to Indy in California and I packed K-cups and they had a K-cup machine. I was so excited to use our own K-cups.
Yes.
But I kept pushing the button in the hotel and I'm like, why is this not brewing? And then I saw, oh, add water. I had to add water before.
Oh, that's funny. So, have a great day yourself, Charles.
Oh,
hope the weather is good where you are.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah, our favorite weather guy, his wife used to work here, and he said that if it stays dark and cloudy all day, then we're less likely to get tornadoes later on. If the sun breaks through, then the tornadoes are coming.
When it is, whenever you've got that I mean, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
The last week we were here is beautiful all day and then horribly violent winds and stuff.
Yes.
Because the hot and the cold.
Mm-hmm. We had like 80 mile per hour winds on Sunday.
I don't know that we actually did though. Yeah. It said we were going to, but I thought there were 60.
I have a tree in my backyard that's like this right now. And I think it went, like, I think it's being held up by the power lines. I called our consumers energy, our energy company, a dozen times. They don't care. I have it scheduled to be taken down. I'm just waiting for the guy to get there, but it's kind of scary.
It is scary. We had our neighbor's trees that this last summer, a friend was over and we were looking and I'm just like, that tree looks like it's going to fall over.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of were looking at it and I said, you know what? I bet our neighbor never sees that that's going to hit our house.
Yeah.
Like he's not in our yard looking.
Right.
So we went and talked to him because days later that tree fell and it hit our house.
Yeah.
It hit our roof. It didn't do any damage. But so my husband had his friend come over. I'm like, these trees, I think, are concerning to me. And he gave us a quote. He's like, oh, your wife's good. There's five trees here that are bad and need to come down. And he went to the neighbor because I said, go to the neighbor, see if he'll just split it with us, make sure we can cut his trees.
Yeah.
He didn't feel it was his responsibility.
Ugh.
So we cut them down and just they're laying.
Yeah.
They're just laying down, but it's scary.
Like,
it would go right in our bedroom.
It'd be horrible. Sure.
Or my closet. Which
well,
would be
and
really
then
bad.
Would you, you know, from that neighbor's point of view, do you want to be responsible if you were to kill somebody, if your tree came down on somebody? You know?
Well, because they're like dead. They're not healthy trees.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. And you have a responsibility as a property
but
owner.
But it is weird now without those trees. Like, I can see their house so much clearer. So I don't like that at all.
Yeah. The risk is I don't mind paying for the best. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. We do appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we won't be the only ones if coffee prices sustain. I was looking the other day. Lots of people. But we try to maintain it as much as we can. And then when they go down a little bit, we're like, okay, then we can make up some margin.
Yeah.
So we try to, you know, not go back and forth and do that. Mm-hmm. But we did want to kind of talk about our coffee. Just as a reminder, we only use Arabica coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So especially 3%, the top 3%. And that's just our standard. Mm-hmm.
So Arabica is the good coffee that's grown at higher elevations. And then Robusta.
Well, there is really great
lower.
Robusta. It's usually grown at lower elevations. There's great. So really like top grade Robusta coffee. Like if you get the top 5% of Robusta and you get, you know, this lower than whatever Arabica, then Robusta will be better. So it's not good and bad, but Robusta definitely tends to be a lesser quality coffee.
I wonder if they sorted out more of the defects out of the Robusta coffee too. I don't know that I feel like the quality goes into it as much.
Oh, if there's some really good Robusta coffee, but it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And most is not. Most is just flat, not like you said.
Yeah.
It's not at high altitude. So good coffee is usually grown high up.
Right.
Which we know that.
Yeah.
When we picked it.
Yes. As we were on the side of the mountain falling down the mountain.
What the prettiest?
I did. I got an award. Yeah. Because what they told us is that you had to pick the red cherries only that were like perfectly red. And so I listened and I did pick. So mine were like the most uniformly nice where other people had like yellow and green.
I was trying to make my quota. I think I only made a quarter.
Yeah.
Though.
But if you pick the green ones, then you're, you know, it's not going to ripen, right? And then it gets, actually they said in Costa Rica, they like the green coffee. It's like a local delicacy. It smells horrific.
It smells like garbage, actually. Yeah. Like,
hi,
literal
Nelson,
garbage.
Nice to see you.
So, and then, and if it's too ripe, if it's purple or if it's too dark too, then it's like fermented.
Yeah.
Kind of. So there's a lot of care that goes into picking the coffee.
Yeah. I love it when we go on coffee tours because you just learn so much more. We might go on one to Jamaica. We'll see.
We might. We're trying to figure something out.
Yeah. We're in the midst of all of our planning. I know I've got a million calls out right now too.
Our big 50 year next year is our big 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
So we're planning now.
Crazy that it's been 50 years.
That's really crazy. You're not even 50 years old.
I know, but
I'm older than you, which is funny.
You know, almost,
I was just a baby.
Yeah.
Barely in my mother's womb.
just an infant lad.
So our flavor coffee, I know a lot of people drink our flavor coffee, is just like a light to medium roast. A lot of our coffees are a light to medium roast. We do some dark roast as well, like a medium dark roast. But the difference is that I know what people think that lighter roast, they're not going to get the flavor qualities, but we actually roast every bean to bring out its best flavor or what we're trying to develop. Because you can, it's interesting, and Logan's done it for us, is roast a bean at different roasts.
Yes.
And to see which characteristics it brings out.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're even, some aren't negative, they're just different. Like what brightness, what qualities do you want?
I think the last one he did, we were doing the gap, I can't say it, Gladiola. And we were like light, medium, dark. And then it was like, ooh, when you went 1 degree more, you picked up something different that we didn't get.
Yes.
And which one do we prefer? You know?
Yes. And preferences are different, just like wine. Like I like sweet red wine, but my husband likes, you know, like a dry, yucky wine. I just don't like bright acidic coffee. Yeah. So I'm always going to pick it to be less bright, but that we might want, like Kenya is super bright and good. Beanery is pretty bright.
We had somebody make our beanery into cold brew and send it to us. And we all kind of went, whoa, that's acidic on your tongue.
Cold brew in the past and always did like a darker roast or a not acidic coffee, a smoother. And they said, no, do light and acidic. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And no.
We all said no, but we're like, okay, well,
we'll try. You're the expert.
Yeah. We'll trust you and your cold brew. And we're like, nah, actually, no. You don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Dark roast is the way. And then actually with the cold brew that we have here, it's, you know, a dark, I think it's our French or Italian roast, one of the two. Because I took them all home and did experiments for weeks at my house.
Yeah. Did it like sun tea and.
Yeah. And mason jars and overnight in the fridge. And okay, this one you stop brewing at 12 hours. This one you stop brewing at 18, 24 to see which one was best. And I think we decided we'd like 18 hours the best.
I've got it in my, I've got actually, because you're asking about something. I've got a little note card on my, in my little board about what we did.
Good, because I'll do the experiments and then I'll forget. I'm like, hey, what did we decide
so
again?
Long.
So
our flavored coffee is like a light to medium, usually Honduran.
Yeah.
We want a good coffee, because obviously you've got that coffee base, but we don't want it to be overwhelming the flavor. You've got to have kind of a bland or neutral flavor in a way so that the flavor comes forward.
Yeah, and marries together perfectly. That's what's great about our coffee, right?
And sometimes you will see Mm-hmm. Oh, it's black velvet. I thought it was black velvet.
Okay, fine, Logan. I guess you're right.
And then, gosh, what was I saying?
Sometimes you'll see about flavored coffee.
And sometimes you will see a slight difference in the base because it's still made from coffee, and every roast is
every roast is
a little different, and then every crop is a different and may just have a little bit different attributes.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it. Sometimes we switch our coffees around just to keep this really neutral, nice base.
When we were in Costa Rica, it was really interesting because we cut coffee from the farm we were on and then a farm that was like 3 miles down the road. And you would think that they would have really similar soil and like growing conditions. And they were vastly different, like just a few miles away. And we're like, oh, which I think was actually the Gladiola.
Yeah.
So it was, it's just really interesting how coffee can have so many varieties
and the different kinds of plants. There's different kinds of coffee plants.
Yeah, I should have brought my coffee plant in with us today. It's in my office.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder how ours are doing. We should.
Yeah.
Well, they won't be harvested yet, so we just plant them. It takes three to five years
to produce fruit.
To harvest them. So
it's only been 1 year. So, but I bet you they're getting bigger.
I just think it's such a scammy thing that people could do, but I would totally be for it.
Yeah.
Just send me coffee in 3 years and tell me it's from my tree. I would pay a lot of money to plant a tree and have the coffee from
my tree.
That's
like when you buy a star in space and that's your star, or if you buy a plot
in Scotland
or you're a lord or lady because you own land in Scotland. It's just like, you know, take my money.
Oh my gosh, I have that banana coffee this morning. It's so good.
I'm having Neapolitan.
I did not get up very well this morning. Mm. So
yeah.
My husband brought coffee in and put it under my nose. So
the caffeine level in coffee, I think it's something, I don't want to speak out of turn.
How do you determine the coffee?
The caffeine level
in the coffee.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, naturally, Arabica coffee just has half the caffeine in Robusta than Robusta coffee. Mm-hmm. So that's a general thing, but caffeine can change, depending how you brew it, how long you brew it.
Roasting.
Mm-hmm. Well, the roasting doesn't really change the caffeine level.
Don't we say lighter has a little bit more than dark?
The SCA did a study and it was negligible.
Oh, okay.
Which, as someone just asked me that last week, because we've preached it forever, that dark roast has less caffeine because it cooks the caffeine out.
Yeah.
And we believed that. I mean, to me, that made sense. But the SCA... several years,
Specialty
maybe six
Coffee
or seven years ago, did testing and said it was very negligible.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. It's all pretty similar between light and dark.
Yeah. So the caffeine level is pretty similar.
Is it something like 70 to 90 milligrams in a 8 ounce cup? I don't know the exact amount off the top of my head.
Well, and then it's so... to measure, I mean, depending on how much water you use, how long you brew it, it will change the caffeine levels because it's extracting more of it out.
Yeah.
So I know that there have been like undercover things where they went to Starbucks or McDonald's or whatever, and they've measured the actual caffeine in the cups according to what people kind of say there is. And it's all over the board.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult to measure.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So,
and then obviously decaf has different amounts of caffeine in it. Like most decaf is only like 93% decaffeinated.
It's 97.5 is the US standard.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the international standard is 99. Is it 99.9? I think.
Yeah. Cause Swiss Water Press
is the European because ours is decaffeinated in Canada.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. So, and because we ship it to other countries, we have stores in Qatar, Qatar. And China. So when we ship it out, it has to be the European standard.
Interesting.
So
the more you know. It's like our PSA is today.
Well, it's just kind of the basics of coffee.
Yeah. We have a lot of blogs too that, you know, if any
how fun would it be if we set up a Costa Rica trip with not our franchisees,
with our VIPs,
customers.
That would be super fun.
And go, our franchisees love it. When we go to the Costa Rica farm, it is, first of all, it's gorgeous. It's this hacienda on top of this mountain with hammocks.
Yeah.
And it's just such a beautiful, house there is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But franchisees come home and just, are like, after they leave, they're like, why does coffee not cost like $30
a month? Yeah.
Because they see all the love and care and the whole process. When you see that whole process, it's pretty crazy.
I wonder
crazy.
If I ever posted pictures of the Hacienda on our VIP page for people to see. I feel like I may have, but I'll have to look and see.
I have so many.
Yeah. It's beautiful photos. Like, you're just surrounded by mountains and
yes.
And then it takes some getting to get up there too. Like, it I'm is. Like,
it's not for
Xanaxing
the week of
the
heart.
Whole way.
Well, it's just not for the week of heart. Like, you have to, it's pretty, it's a little grueling because you go in back of trucks and you hold on to the back of the truck, like a bar or whatever, or the sides. And then you've got to duck under trees because there's lots of trees for shade for the coffee plants.
Yeah.
But the first time I went, my daughter and I went, and she was, you know, like 17 or I don't know. She was so young. And we did like 300 squats at least, maybe like 1,000 squats. My legs were on fire. And she's just like, what?
What's fun is when you do it at night too, because you're not always sure when they're coming. And remember, you and I were in the back of a truck with Saeed, one of our franchisees. And I was in the middle, and the tree started to take him out, and I hooked a leg on him really
quick.
Did,
and I grabbed her. It was like this whole, like,
just everybody holding on to him for dear life.
It's quite an adventure. We had somebody crying all the way
the entire time.
Because you are on, so, I mean, if you imagine.
It's not a two-lane road.
That, I mean, we talk about it a lot, that coffee's grown at high altitudes. Well, how do you get there? Well, they have to, switchbacks
kind of
up the hill so that the vehicles can get down because it's so steep.
Yeah.
And like our little, I liked our little red truck we're in, but the other truck, it's like they get to the end of the cliff and they have to back up to make the curve.
These are like 1950s, like Fords, by the way.
And you're just sitting there. Oh,
and they have to radio down like, hey, we're the only one on this road right
beep,
now,
beep,
you know,
beep, beep, as they're backing off the cliff.
Yeah. And then if they take the turn too much and they have to back up and you're like, that leg just, or that tire just saw air. And, Jesus help us.
I know. I tried to Google like how many people die on the cliffs, but there's really no good statistics on
it. How many people, just go off the side on it? Cause the motorcycles in Costa Rica that just like, don't pay attention to lanes.
They zoom.
And just zoom go in between. And I'm just like, all right, your funeral, buddy.
Well, we were just in St. Thomas not that long ago, too. And it's the same. Those cliffy things are, they're pretty scary.
I will take America and our.
Especially because you're on the wrong side of the road.
Nice roads.
You're on the opposite side of the road driving, which I don't know that I pay that much attention to.
Mm-mm. Like when you go to Scotland and stuff, you guys aren't going to drive at all, are you?
No.
I would be terrified to drive on the other side of the road.
Our friends do it and they're very good at it. Mm-hmm. I just forget. I think I would just forget.
Yeah. And automatic, especially when you see those big roundabouts, like in London and whatnot. And then I just think of how the heck do you get out of that?
I think I'd be okay with a roundabout because I'm pretty
but
aggressive.
On the left side, girl, you die.
it's the turns. So because there, it's like usually right turns easy for us. Well, the left turns easy.
Yeah.
Because you're going right into that lane.
Yeah.
It's the right turn where you have to cross traffic. Mm. That's just so different.
I just got the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. I would pass that to you,
which
Patty,
would be
absolutely.
Even like there, at least the driving, the steering wheel's on the correct side or the one we're used to.
Yeah.
But being on the opposite side steering wheel and the opposite side road.
I have a neighbor who has a Jeep with his
on the opposite side.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was legal.
I don't know, man. He just drives it everywhere. It's a nice new Jeep that he drives everywhere. I'm like, that's kind of cool. He must have like special ordered or something.
Or got it from Europe.
Yeah.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I didn't think that you could do that here either, but he has proven me wrong. At least, or maybe he's proven the cops wrong.
Around, not legal.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know all the laws. I'm snitching on the poor man.
You're like, where does she live? Who's her neighbor?
No.
So, but. No, it is really cool to visit farms. And I was so lucky one time because right before, a while before there's a harvest, there's a big flowering and the coffee plants flower.
They smell
beautiful
good,
flowers. They smell so good. Yeah. And my daughter and I, that first trip we went, like, you can't even plan a trip for it because it only lasts, I think, 4 or 5 days or something. Mm-hmm. And we went there and it was flowering and we felt so fortunate to be able to see that.
That would be really nice to go
and
see.
And it smelled so good. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the kind of flowers it smells like, but it's a very popular fragrant flower.
I always think of they look like apple blossoms,
like not lilacs, but something very...
Yeah.
Kind of intense.
Honeysuckle, jasmine, any of those.
So I have no idea.
It's legal as long as it's 25 years old. The car, because if we're talking about cars, Logan, it's not a 25-year-old car. It's a brand new Jeep. So not saying, but, you know, it might not be legal.
I don't know who got that one registered at the Secretary of State.
I don't know. I don't know anybody who works at the Secretary of State either.
Maybe there's an exception for Jeeps. Yeah.
They do say that there is a big rush at the DMV.
I have to get my... license renewed.
And you got the star already, right?
I have the star, but it said I'm not eligible for.
You got to do it because every 5 or 10 years, you've got to take your picture in person.
No, I already have my picture. I don't need a picture. Oh. It said my account is deactivated.
You have so many tickets that they're like, ma'am, you have to appear in person.
Yeah. Oops. No, I have no tickets.
They said in Miami they're selling their DMV appointments because everybody's trying to get the star on their license because in May 1st is when you've got to have it. You've got to either have
a passport.
Yeah.
Too,
so if you have a passport, you're good. Yeah. But
It's my 4 years, whatever. I must need a new. It said I was eligible to do it online, but then it said I was going to bring it in the paper.
Yeah, yeah. So my husband works for local government, so he knows.
Tell me.
He knows all the things.
It's like my account was deactivated or something weird.
Yeah, send it to me later. I'll show it to him and see what he has to say.
I've got to remember to do that.
Yeah, so we did announce Coffee Madness winners, if you guys saw that. We picked 10 winners.
Who won?
So
what coffee won?
So Michigan Cherry is a three-peat winner, three years in a row. We hinted at it the whole time, so you guys had to know.
We should put Michigan Cherry, put a ring on it or something.
Yeah,
like
bestseller, fan favorite, repeat, Coffee Madness winner.
Like a sports ring.
Yes, that's a good idea. So our little belt, like a wrestling belt.
We should put it on the label, though, like 3-time winner.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
3 years in a row.
Probably been longer than that, but maybe it's only been 3 years that we've done Coffee Madness. But we picked 10 winners, and... there's a Susan. She hasn't responded to my email yet. So hopefully she sees this and responds because I need her to claim it. And then a Jeanette. And then I think a Casey or Christine or something. But we had 10 winners total, but the top three. And the prizes are pretty generous. Like, I think the first winner got a box this size filled with 2.5 ounce coffee.
Wow.
So, I mean, there might be 50 bags.
You can't say that. It's an attitude. You can't say you never win anything because I say I win everything. I think it brings it to you.
But for real, she's legit the luckiest person I've ever met. I bought her.
I get a front row parking spot all the time.
Yes.
I just.
It's kind of insane, actually, because I'll look at her sometimes and I'm always like, girl, how'd you do that again? You know, being her friend is very lucky for me as well. I get the perks.
I get upgrades.
I get the perks.
One time I went to Vegas and I bought a really inexpensive room off Expedia or whatever. Yeah. And she said, the girl at the counter was so sweet. And she's like, oh, we upgraded you. And I said, oh, that's really sweet. She's like, do you want to see it? I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then I get up, there was a Cosmo too. Yeah. And it was the whole half of the building. I had windows on three sides.
Wow.
It was this beautiful, incredible suite.
That's amazing. And the Cosmo too. That's
nice. It was really cool.
I bought her for her birthday 1 year anklet with a horseshoe on it. So I'm like, because you are the luckiest person I know. When I see horseshoes, I think of you. It's nice.
It is. Yeah. But I think it's always good. Mm-hmm. We were somewhere and actually was at a table with someone. They're like, I never win. I'm like, you can't say that. You have to say, I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
All right. I'm changing my mindset.
And they
Patty,
won.
We're doing it.
They won. The person at the table won. And I was like, see?
See?
Gotta.
Okay. So we're manifesting it starting today, Patty. Let's do it. We're going to
do it, Patty.
Because I'm with you. I'm always like, I never, but not today. I'm playing the lottery as soon as we're done here.
Yep.
Can buy lottery tickets on my phone and it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, let me buy lottery tickets. I don't know. I can't buy lottery
You've got to probably
turn on
your location permission so they know you're in the state of Michigan.
They said I was somewhere else.
Yeah. That's weird.
It was weird.
I'd be concerned.
Who's using my phone?
Someone in the south of India has got your phone.
For a minute you thought you were a winner.
But alas, no email. Yeah.
No. Several. Maybe next time they'll keep entering because we do, and especially at Christmas time, we do a lot of winners.
For we do the 12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And we'll try to do a few more on our VIP page and whatnot too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just randomly like, let's just pick somebody to win. Britton's got some fun ones. She threw into Grok for our next coffee of the month box. I think we might announce what the theme is in a couple of days.
Has anybody used Grok? Because it is,
oh my gosh,
insane.
So Grok is X, aka Twitter's,
on Instagram. AI. If you go to your Instagram,
it's Instagram too.
Yeah, you just go right there and do Grok right there.
Okay, or on Twitter. But if you write in, so we put in one of our lives on it.
It watched our live.
And then it translated
it. Did a summary.
You guys, we were.
We should post it. Or we probably did post it. We probably used it for the summary.
Yeah, you did fun. You're right. But yeah, we were rolling laughing, the stuff that it said. Like, it basically took what we said, which we all know is nonsense half the time,
and made it very interesting. I was like, oh, I would actually watch that.
It also highlighted the hot mess that we are.
Oh, 100%. And we talk over each other all the time. So it's like, oh, Patty said this. It's like, oh, no, that was actually me.
Yeah. We do apologize. We just can't help ourselves. That's how we are.
And we don't find it offensive. Yeah. So we just do it all the time.
No, that's how we are. We talk crazy all the time. Hello, are you joining us for our live?
Particularly nasty weather.
Yes.
We do have particularly
nasty weather.
Do you need to say hi in your overalls? My husband has decided that he is a farmer.
He's been wearing overalls for quite some time.
So
here, you can use this because I've got to hear you. Yeah.
Is it even on?
Maybe.
They say to dress for the job you want.
And is it farming? Is it agriculture?
This is the job I want.
Is it goat farming?
If you saw our yard, you would not say it is farming or agriculture.
Sir, that means that your honey-do list is long and you're still sitting here.
Well, it's
it is raining and
snowy,
out.
Rainy mix.
Yeah.
I'm hauling trailers. I'm dropping off basketball hoops to the grandkids. I got a busy morning.
That's fair.
I'm dressing for the job I got.
Okay.
Running errands.
I loved it. We had the littles last night, and my grandbabies, I call them the littles, and I got wooden eggs for like $3 at Michael's or whatever. So they painted their little eggs.
So much cheaper than real eggs.
Colors, and so I said they'll last a lot longer.
Yeah.
So they had fun.
Yeah. Well, then they can keep them and like use it. It'd be fun if you added to them every year and then like put the year on it every year. Oh, so then you had like a collection throughout the years of them always painting the
little eggs. So I was supposed to save them.
Did you throw away their eggs?
Well, I didn't know what to do with them. They were.
They're wood.
You did not throw them away.
Gotcha.
Do you see what he does to us on a daily basis? Like, he makes my blood pressure go here and then he brings it back down.
It was cute, though, because Dallas had a little tiny one and he painted it, like, blue. And he's like, oh, it's like our eggs. So I said, you want to decorate? He's like, no, because I want it to look like our chicken's eggs.
Do they still have chicken eggs?
They've got big chickens. Their chickens are
pretty good. Oh, good. Good. There's a rush for them at Tractor Supply right now, I've heard, where people are like literally wrestling because everybody wants
to
have their
own. They're
gone in like
20 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a limit.
Yeah.
They used to be like a dollar. Now they're $4 with the price of eggs, though. I totally get it.
Maybe farm your land, Logan. Maybe. I'm putting bees on your land. I already have plans to bring over black-eyed Susans. Like, you're just going to have a field of flowers because we are taking care of the pollinators, man. It's happening. I got plans for his land.
Farm Logan's land.
Yeah. Oh, he probably meant you farm his land, but I'm farming it.
Speaking of pollinators. Yeah. I got to go.
Okay. I didn't know if that's turned on.
Welcome to our life with Kevin. It's never boring.
It could be a little more boring. I have an answer.
Tell me more. Caramel is the proper noun and caramel is the flavor. Midwesterners are notorious for dropping the second A. Wow, this came from Grammarly. That's so interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
I wonder if that's why we did it. And you're right. So there's a whole list. I'm sure that your list is the same, Deborah, because you're, you know, close to us where we're in Michigan, of like things we say that are not real. Like, I think we say realtor and we're supposed to say realtor. I can't say it, but there's a whole list of things that we say wrong. And maybe Carmel is one of them because it's caramel. Or caramel.
Well, it sounds like it's both ways, just depending on what you're talking about. If you're talking about the flavoring or the thing.
But we even spell it wrong. So
I think we were trying to, I think that was intentional because that we could trademark it. Otherwise it was too.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who knows?
I have no idea.
Yeah. When we asked Joanne, you know, the founder of our company, she's like, I don't know. We know that she made hot spice Viennese and Cafe Diablo
in her kitchen.
Yeah,
for sure.
And wasn't Cafe Diablo after her like ex-boyfriend who drove a Diablo or something like that? Did I make that up?
I've never heard this in my life.
I got to ask her.
Now I want to know.
I know. I got to text her and ask her because I swear she told me that story before, but I could be making that up.
I asked her. I'm like, for the 50th, be really fun. Maybe we could like record some stories or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun idea.
She's like, no, I've told them enough. She's like, didn't we already do this? I think we're done.
We have a couple like magazine interviews where people came in and interviewed her, and she would tell stories of like, you know, how they would mortgage their house and stuff to pay for the first coffee beaneries. And I love it. You know, I like the history. Spice caramel pear this morning. Yes. Okay. Oh, also, I do have to short some orders because we are completely out of butterscotch pods, both regular and decaf.
You're not stealing mine. I got some. I only got one thing, though.
Completely out of coconut, both regular and decaf pods. We have apple and
Britton's
walnut
home
brownie.
With her kids this week, so she's probably not adjusting inventory.
No,
like we
and I've been
would.
Trying to keep up on it myself, but I adjusted it in the wrong spot. And I hate reaching out to Britton when she's on vacation, but I said, I got it wrong. I need your help because I keep having to short people's orders. So she helped me.
Oh.
But yeah, those, all of the Steamboat Willie flavors are flying off the shelf.
They are so, that butterscotch. Jessica, I think she said she bought 7.
Oh, did she?
She bought bags and pods.
Nice.
For her family.
I love that for her.
And I was like, oh, get me a box. What was our monthly coffee? And I'm like, oh, get me that butterscotch.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. But yeah, no, they've been flying. And we had our April Fool's Day sale yesterday. So I came in extra early today because I watched the orders all night and I know when they're going to drop. And I'm like, okay, I've got to get them sorted before the girls get here. And I had a stack like that of orders this
morning.
That's
where we've got to go.
So yeah, we should actually go in and work on the orders. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. Congratulations to the winners.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody, I hate April Fools, honestly. I don't like to be fooled like
that.
No. I like if somebody really got me good with something I cared about, I would be so sad.
But I do like it when a company executes it well.
Yeah.
So like my favorite nursery where I buy flowers from online, they're like they did a watermelon and clematis, like a flowering plant together. Like I can't remember what they call it, Camellia tonnis or whatever. Yeah. And I clicked and I knew it was fake. But I was like, I want to see, you know, what if they did crossbreed it?
Some of them are clever. I like clever ones. I just don't like ones where I'm disappointed. Like, oh, I wish, like if somebody said, we perfected a mini giraffe and then they didn't, like I would be
Caribou a few crying. Years ago said that they developed a clear coffee. And I thought that was cute.
Yes, that was funny.
So, yeah.
So,
okay. We're out
of
here.
We're off to do orders.
Yes.
But everybody have a wonderful week. Stay safe and
take care.
Yeah.
Peace out.